In his budget speech today to the legislature, Governor Phil Scott proposed one of the biggest changes in education funding in decades. Scott wants the state to exert control over all local school budget growth in the future. We have two reports tonight, starting with VPR's Bob Kinzel.
During the gubernatorial campaign, Scott pledged to limit the growth of state spending. In his first budget address, he made good on that promise. Under his proposal, state spending would be roughly $1.5 billion. This represents no increase from the current year's budget. Scott also proposed a major change in the way that Vermont pays for education. His plan includes several new state mandates. First, all school boards must present a level-funded budget to voters for next year's budget. There can be no growth at all from the previous year. And in the future, budget growth would be tied to changes in student enrollment. If the student population declined by 3%, then the budget would have to be cut by at least 3%.
Believe me when I say, I know these are incredibly strong measures, but over the last 20 years, student counts have continuously dropped. Costs have continued to rise faster than our ability to pay, and property taxes have become one of the biggest contributors to our crisis of affordability.
Under Scott's plan, no town would vote on its budget on town meeting day in March. Instead, those votes would be delayed until May 23rd.
This gives local school boards 3 additional months to develop level-funded budgets. And finally, I'm asking the legislature to move quickly on these actions to give school boards time to make these adjustments.
Scott's plan would also mandate that all teachers pay 20% of their health care costs. The statewide average is roughly 15%. The overall plan will save roughly $53 million, and the money would then be used to increase spending on early education, child care, higher education, and teacher retirement programs. At a budget briefing, Administration Secretary Suzanne Young said the plan is a fair approach.
We know it is a heavy lift. We know we are asking a lot. We're not asking them to do anything that we are not asking the state to do in their funding, in their budgeting.
And Young thinks it's legal for the legislature to impose these mandates on local school boards.
School districts are creatures of statute. They are created as municipalities by state law. And when you look at it, towns are too.
The House and Senate Appropriations Committees will now begin their review of the governor's proposed budget. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.
And I'm Peter Hirschfeld. Chittenden County Senator Philip Baruth is the Democratic chairman of the Senate Committee on Education. And after listening to Governor Phil Scott's budget address on Tuesday, Baruth summoned this metaphor.
I would say my first reaction was it was like being offered a gorgeous buffet lunch, but you know that in order to eat it, your kids are going to go with 2 meals a day rather than 3.
That gorgeous budget buffet, to stick with Baruth's metaphor, included nearly $10 million in new funding for child care and early childhood education. It had a $4 million funding increase for Vermont State Colleges, which haven't seen a bump in over a decade, and it featured new money for a host of grant programs to innovate public classrooms. To enjoy all those goodies, though, Scott says lawmakers will have to mandate zero growth in local school budgets and require teachers to pay more for their health care. It doesn't look like Baruth is biting.
We were being told no new taxes or fees, and you can have these great new programs, but in order to pay for them, it will be the K-12 system that takes massive cuts.
Baruth was among a number of Democratic lawmakers expressing concerns about a budget address that calls for unprecedented legislative intervention in local education spending.
You know, we value local control in this state, and now we have a governor who's proposed a dictum from the state as to how much schools are going to spend.
That's Bristol Representative David Sharp, the chairman of the House Committee on Education. Sharp says that besides being an assault on local control, Scott's zero-growth budget mandate on schools is a blunt force instrument that could exacerbate funding disparities between districts.
If you're a low-spending school, you're locked into low spending. If you're a high-spending school, you're locked into high spending.
Martha Allen, president of the Vermont NEA, says there's only one way districts would be able to meet the budget mandate.
So folks are going to lose jobs, and those who are left are going to basically get a pay cut.
Allen says the directive would also likely force the closure of some schools. She isn't alone in that assessment. Asked Tuesday whether Scott's budget proposal would shutter local schools, Administration Secretary Suzanne Young said, quote, "It very well may." Lawmakers will have to decide quickly if Scott's plan has any chance. March town meeting day school budgets will go to print shortly, and they'll need guidance soon on whether to proceed as planned or prepare instead for a vote in May. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.